I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Stocks finished mixed. The Dow down 63 points. Illinois and Chicago are suing to stop the Trump administration from sending hundreds of National Guard troops to Chicago. Brandon Johnson is the city's mayor.
I'm grateful for all of the residents in this city that have remained calm during this very chaotic time. It's why he's escalating. Do you understand, like, when people are picking on you and you don't react, what do? They get angrier.
This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
It's a shame that we see in some cities across the country that their mayors are just simply refusing to cooperate because they don't like Donald Trump. And that's what this boils down to. And I don't think any American would disagree that Chicago needs more law enforcement reinforcements, that they need more resources.
Yesterday, a federal judge told President Trump he couldn't send troops to Portland, Oregon. I'm Ed Donahue.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.